So how were the guidelines developed? Well, they were based on really a wealth of new data that were disclosed by the audit, which really revealed 18 metrics or measurements which had previously we'd been unaware of. So we used these to generate 23 so-called quality criteria. And these criteria were based on really three things that they had to be satisfied to be selected. They had to be outcome-based, they had to be easily measurable, and they had to be clinically relevant. And moreover, they had to link with some target standards that we put together.